Okay, today is Daf Kuf Mem. We're on Kuf Lamed Tes Amid Beis. Bottom line, V'nosdin Beita B'misanenes, and we can put an egg into a strainer, a mustard strainer. Why are you putting the egg into the mustard strainer?
Good question.
So Amar Tanya Yaakov Karcha. Yaakov Karcha taught, but you're allowed to do this. Why? V'fi she'ein osin osa el givon. You're only doing it to color the egg, says Rashi. To color the egg, to color the mustard. Says Rashi, Lamara, top line. You're just doing it for color, meaning shahachelmon. Which one's the chelmon, the white or the yolk? The white. One's chelmon and one's chelbon. Shahachelmon yafel legave. The chelmon's good for color. V'lo hachelbon, but not the chelbon. Oh, which one's which?
So the yellow anyway, should be good for color.
1 minute. Hilkach, doesn't make a difference. Whichever one. One is good, one's not good. Hilkach, therefore, idi v'idi ochel hu. They're both ochel. Right? The white and the yellow are both edible. The ein kan breiras pso. This is not breira. This is not borer. Okay? You're straining one part of the egg from the other part of the egg, says Rashi, but since they're both edible, it's not borer. Okay? Now, what if you would be straining the egg to eat it, to eat both, if you want them separated? That would be an issue of borer. The fact that they're both edibles is irrelevant. This is an impossible Rashi. The fact that they're both edibles is irrelevant. We have borer on black jelly beans and red jelly beans. They're both edible.
It's interesting that Rashi wrote so much and Tosfos didn't write anything.
I know. You hear what I'm saying? They're both edible, right? We always have that. Two foods are edible. What's
you don't like one, that's fine.
Exactly, because Boreg is subjective. It's not objective. It's subjective. So what are you telling me? Rashi's saying you're an objective standard? Since they're both edible, it's not Boreg? But I didn't ask this question. Everybody asked this question. Shlomo Zalman is so bothered with this question, he says you have even Boreg by wood and stone. You have Boreg by anything. Right? He has a whole different shot, Rav Shlomo Zalman. So he gets a whole different shot. He says like this. The reason why it's mutter, right, is because the one you don't want is like garbage. He quotes a case you're allowed to hang a wet garment on a we're gonna get actually it's on today's stuff. You can hang a wet garment somewhere and the water's gonna drip out. Is that borer? It's not really borer. The water goes to the garbage. You don't care about that water. Same thing over here. Not really the same, but that's what Shlomo Zalman is forced to try to find some other answer because Rashi said it's quite difficult. Thank you. Okay. Another answer the Turi Eben gives is it's true that black jelly beans and red jelly beans are borer, right? But are black jelly beans and black jelly beans borer? Of course not. They're all the same. So an egg is the same. It's one min. How could you have borer in one min? How could you have borer in one item? Same item. Now, that's also not so true because we have borer on different types of chicken. Right? The dark meat, the white meat, you have borer on that also. Is that one min? So that's also a hard and difficult answer. Anyway, it's a very difficult Gemara. So I said, it's quite difficult.
One unit.
What?
So it's
two parts to one unit that are separated. They taste different. They look different. They are different. Happens to be Hashem made them in one egg. Happens to be. It's a funny thing. It's a very difficult piece here. Okay, Itmar, we learned. Chardol, shalosh yom erev Shabbos. If the mustard was kneaded on Erev Shabbat, limachar on Shabbat, amarav, mimacho b'kli echad, you can stir it in one kli, v'lo biyad, not with your hand. So, amalei Shmuel, biyad, otu, kol yom, mamchole biyad, maichach amormu, why can't you do it with your hand? Why can't you stir it with your hand? That's for the donkeys. Ela amar Shmuel, mimacho biyad, no, just opposite. You stir it with your hands, the eino mamacho b'kli, not with a kli. Itmar, Rabbi Elazar Omar, echad zeh v'echad zeh aser. Whether you do it with your hand or with a kli, it's still a spoon, let's say, aser. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, echad zeh v'echad zeh mutter. They're both mutter. Omar, Abaye v'Rava, Omri Tarvayu, ein halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan. Now, we don't pass like Rabbi Yochanan. Now listen to this. So Rabbi Yochanan changed his mind and held like Rabbi Eliezer. And then Rabbi Eliezer went ahead and changed his mind and held like Shmuel. So Amar Bayev Rav, Amar Bayev, held like Rabbi Yochanan. Now we can pass like Rabbi Yochanan. I couldn't pass like him before, because they wouldn't want to call like Rabbi Yochanan against that Bar Plukta. But against this Bar Plukta, they hold like Rabbi Yochanan. Ime da Abaya, Abaya's mother of Delay, she made this, not his mother, it's really maybe his nurse. Velo achel, he wouldn't eat it. I wouldn't eat it, Rabaya, because he held, not allowed to eat it. De Bitze de Zeira, Zeira's wife, of Delay Rav Chiya Bar Ashi. She made it for Rav Chiya Bar Ashi. Right, it's not a funny thing. What's Rav Ashi, what's Zeira's wife making for another man? No, so the point is, this guy was her new husband. Why does he have to call Zeiri's wife made it for someone else for her new husband? So isn't it his wife? Why do they call Zeiri's wife? Zeiri's not alive anymore. So he died. So she remarried this other person named Rav Chiya Bar Ashi. I don't know. V'lo achel, he wouldn't eat it. Amalei, so he said, L'rabach av dilei v'achel. I used to do it for Zeiri. He would eat it. V'at lo achel, you don't eat it. What? So they could have said, I made it for you, Rebbe. Amal Rava Bar Shiva. Have kamina kemed de Ravina. I was once by Ravina. Ubechashi lay b'shufra de tuma. And they used to mix it with a stalk of a garlic stalk that was hardened. V'achal, and we did eat it. Amal Mar Zutra. Let's look at the Kachal Shmaitza. We don't hold like any of this. El Kachal Itmar, what we learned. Chardal, mustard, shalashu mi'erev Shabbos, if it's needed from before Shabbos, l'machar, on Shabbos, memachar, you can stir it, bein biyad, bein bekli. V'nos l'tocha dvash, you can put dvash in it, v'lo yitrof, you can't stir it vigorously, el ma'are, but nicely. Shechalayim, what's shechalayim, kress? Whatever that is, some kind of spice, sheshachton mi'erev Shabbos, that's ground up on Erev Shabbos, so l'machar, on Shabbos, nos l'tocha shemen v'chomets. You can add oil and vinegar, umamshech l'tocha amisa, and you can also put in it amisa. V'lo yitrov elam arev. You can't stir it a lot, but softly. Shum or garlic, shirisko be'erev Shabbos, that was crushed in Erev Shabbos, limachar, on the next day. Notice l'tocha pull, you can put in a bean, ugrisin, another kind of bean. V'lo yishchok, you can't grind it, elam arev, but you can stir it. Umamshech es amisa l'tocha, and you can put amisa in it. My amisa, what's amisa? Nininya, mint. Amar Abaya, Shmamina, we see from here, hi ninya, ma'ala l'tachli. That mint is something good for the intestines because you're putting it in the ingredients. How all this turns into halacha l'maisa, you could spend a month on this stuff, on how you prepare food on Shabbos. It's very complicated. We're doing it in 5 minutes. It's quite complicated. The next thing was for otsin and numlin b'Shabbos. You can make anumlin on Shabbos. It's some kind of drink that has things inside it, like honey and whatnot. So Tana Rabbanan, osin anumlin b'Shabbos. So the question was, there's not an issue. You're allowed to take water and add honey on Shabbos. You can do all that. The question was, at some point, it becomes too big of a pachka and it becomes a tirchi yisera. That was the issue. They're not cooking anything. You're just adding sugar and you're adding this, you're adding that. So why can't you do that? You're allowed to make a sundae on Shabbos. You add ice cream and you add seltzer and you add all these. Nothing wrong with not cooking anything. At some point, it becomes too big of a patch. That's the issue. So, ve'ein osin aluntis. You can't make aluntis. Ve'ezu anumlin ve'ezu aluntis. What's the difference? So, anumlin is yayin dvashu palpulin. Wine, honey, and pepper. Aluntis is yayin yoshan. Umayin salulin. Clear water. Farfar simon. Some kind of spice. The avdile mi susa lemekar. You make it as a drink to cool you off from the heat. I think that's what that means. From the bathhouse. Amar of Yosef, Zimna Chada, one time, Olvith Basar Mar Ukva Lebebani, Mar Ukva followed him to the bathhouse. Kinafke Asoi, Ashkin Chamra Chad Kasa, when they got out of there, he gave him one of these cups to drink. V'chashi Mibinta De Roshe V'Atarfa Dekari. And he felt sick from his hair in his head to the toenails on his toes.
But the bathhouses were banned on Shabbos.
Right, so maybe this is before the band. It's a good question. Maybe it was Friday afternoon. The Ashkin Kase Achrini had a drink. Had I taken another cup of this, I would have been afraid. Dilma menakuli mizechutzei de alma de ati. They would take away my all my zechutzim in the world. Meaning he was going to die. V'amarukva de chashasi kol yoma. Yeah, but v'amarukva drank this every day, right? The answer is shayna marukva de dashbei. Marukva was used to it. But you have these people that could drink doesn't affect them. Why? Because they're used to it. Their liver's already shot. So they're used to it. And you have certain people that they take one little sip and then they need to lie down. Right?
He gives a second shot here that since he got so much pleasure from the drink, he thought he wouldn't get as much of a portion in the next world.
Interesting. Okay.
It was so good, so pleasurable.
Next. Ein shorin et achiltis beposhrin. You do not soak chiltis in lukewarm water. Right? Why not? We'll see why not in a minute. Avol nosein letoch chometz. You can put it in vinegar. The ein sholin et hakarshinin, and we don't put water on the karshinin. Karshinin is some kind of animal food. You don't put water on the animal food. What does that do? That separates the good part of the food from the bad part of the food, right? To make the dreg, the junk, will separate. V'lo shafino, son. You can't rub them. Avol no se l'tocha kivra o l'tocha kilkala. But you can put it in a sieve or in some kind of basket, and it'll happen by itself. Okay? Ein kovrin es hateven b'kivra. You can't put straw in some kind of utensil where the bad and the good will become separated. V'lo yitnenu al gabe mayim gavoa. You can't put it on a high water. B'shvil sheyered hamotz. I'm sorry. B'makom gavoa, a high place. B'shvil sheyered hamotz. Like you can't lead it in such a way where it will become again where the good and the bad part of the straw will become separated. Avol no tel hu b'kivra. You can put it in a kivra. V'no sein l'tocha avos. Or you can put it in a trough. And then what's going to happen? Rashi said, it's the last Rashi on the Mishnah. Litein besocha evus, the af al pi shehamot no for me a love, even though the straw, the chaff, is going to fall by itself. Kirab Shimon, this is follows the opinion of Rab Shimon, the Amma who said, Dava she'eno mischavein mutter. It's a Dava she'eno mischavein, and therefore it's mutter. What's the question?
It's
a psik reisha or not. So there's two ways to answer that question. The cheap way out is to say it's not a psik reisha. Okay? It's not always going to happen. What?
How?
Exactly. It's a very difficult answer. The better answer, which is a staggering, it's amazing, that on Daf Kuf Mem, we get to a fundamental of psik reisha. The fundamental of psik reisha is said by the Nishmat Adam, which is the Chai Adam, I think, he says as follows: there is no such thing as a psik reisha if it happens by itself, which is a huge, huge issue. In other words,
in practical reality, how does that work?
It's exactly over here. The only time it's a psik reisha is if you do the malacha. I leave the stuff to soak, and the psik reisha happens by itself.
But you poured it in there.
What?
But you poured it in there.
It doesn't make a difference. You didn't do the action.
I opened the refrigerator.
You don't do the action. No, you didn't action. You opened the refrigerator. You did the action. You did the action. Here, all you did. Right, but you don't do the act of separating. The action is separate. You don't do the act of separating.
That's what a psikration is.
What?
The result happens by itself.
Well, no, that's what a psikration is. The psikration is the result happens by itself, and I wasn't machaving for it. So when I chop off the head of the chicken, I didn't want the chicken to die. You did an action, and it's going to happen. Here, it's going to happen, but you didn't do an action.
Okay, but I poured it in there. If I didn't pour it in there, it would never have happened.
What?
If I didn't pour it in there, it would have never happened. You're saying there's one separation away from it. I understand.
Yeah, exactly.
But you poured it in there.
But it's not a guarantee that it's going
to happen. Sure it is. That's the situation.
Yeah.
Right, I hear what you say. I hear what you say.
Don't pour it in, doesn't happen.
What?
Don't pour it in, doesn't happen.
That's like a grum, it happens a step later. It's not like
exactly. That's right, it's not, it's a delay.
It's not a grum. It's nothing. You didn't do the maisa of at all. A grum is that when I open my front door and I let all the cold air in, I'm causing the heat to go on. Now, I'm not directly raising the heat. I didn't walk over to the thermostat and raise the heat. I didn't do that. It's indirect. Right? This is not even that. I didn't do a mice at all. I just put it in. That's not a mice of Brira. It's a mice. Yes, it's a mice. I did a mice. I didn't just sit on my chair. I did a mice. But I didn't do a mice of Brira. I'm not saying it's easy work. The other option is to say Tana Psik Resha. Tana Psik Resha is always going to get separate. It's sometimes yes, sometimes no. Therefore, Tana Psik Resha. It's a very, very, it's a yesod of Psik Resha, which we never had before. Daf Kuf Mem, it shows up. Right? I'm just reading you what Rashi said. Like I said, last night I was talking to my cousin. He's a cousin of mine. And he gives a daf. He says, these dafs are impossible because every line is another halacha. And it goes against what we do. Right? Because again, how we practice. We don't understand. Very difficult. This is a very difficult Rashi, but if you think about it, so therefore, what happens if I don't do a Maisa? If I don't do a Maisa, then there's no Malachas Machsheves. If there's no Malachas Machsheves, it's not a secretion. And therefore, it's motive to do this. How does this apply in the 21st century? I don't know. I was thinking about it. What could this be equivalent of? That we would say it's mutter. I don't know.
If you wash your hands on top of a grass. And, you know, you want to wash your hands.
Right, so we don't allow that.
We don't allow that.
Right. That's a good point.
It's different angles. You don't allow them to open the front door.
Right. It's a good question. Well, Marcel raised a good point. So why can't you wash your hands on the grass? I'm washing my hands, and I'm not doing a Maisav Zri at all. It's going to happen by itself. And I don't know about letting Mechavin forward. It's a good point. You have to figure out, if this, like I said, this needs a Hezbo. No, you don't hear?
I don't understand it at all.
I know, it's very difficult.
Well, you didn't pour it in, nothing would happen. No, the fact that you are washing hands on the grass,
yeah. What mice of Zvi are you doing?
Yeah, it's one direct step. Is it going to grow now? It's not growing now.
No,
it's
growing up. No, but you can't put a seed on the ground anyway, even though it's not going to grow now.
Exactly.
But here, what mice of Zvi am I performing?
Watering.
That happened by itself, just like this. What mice of Brira?
Water on the grass.
But washing my hands.
You poured the separation comes a little later. You put it in there.
That's not the separation comes later. I'm not doing the mice of separating. That's the key. I'm not doing the mice of separating. It's a psych ratio, 100%. But I'm not doing the mice of separating. I'm not doing that mice. What did I do? I just put it into the pot of water. The mice happens by itself. It's a psych ratio, but I don't do the mice. It's a little bit of a cop out, no? Does the article say anything about this? Don't say a word. Do they? What? Do they say anything about this? I don't know. I just read you that Rashi. Rashi says it's like a Shimon that it's a Dovish Einam Eschavin. Right?
Yeah.
Same thing. It's all it says. Dovish Einam. Don't say. But it's a psikration. Nobody asked that question.
No, he says it's not inevitable that sorting will
occur. That's the second. That's the Tzaris Yisrael gives that answer. It says the Tzaris Yisrael. So Hashem is okay. That's the easy answer. The hard answer is what the others say. That it is, but somehow it's a heter. Okay. Iboy Elohu. Sharamai. What's the story over here with this soaking? So Tirgama Rav Ada Narsha Kameda of Yosef. Shara Chayev Chatas. Yichayev Chatas. It's also Daraisa. What are you doing wrong? So some say you're doing the Balacha of Lush that you're kneading. Some say you're doing Bishul. It's not so clear what Malacha it is. Wait a minute. Elayata, shara umtza b'maya. Are you allowed to soak raw meat on Shabbos? Hachanami d'mechayev. You didn't do anything. What are you doing wrong? What is that? You're not going to eat it? What is that? Just put it in water. That can't
be
right.
Why would you put it in
water? Let's say you did. Why would you? Because you're strange. Let's say you did. So we didn't do anything wrong. So over here, what is there over here? What did you do wrong? You put chiltis into water. What is that? Ela Amar Abaya Midrabanan. Right, it's not a malacha. Shelo Yaseh Kederach Shu'ose B'chol. It's just an issue of Uvda D'chol. This is the first time that the Gemara actually says the words. What is Uvda D'chol? It can't be defined. Why are some things Uvda D'chol and some things not Uvda D'chol? I don't know. Right, sometimes, the Rambam says, he quotes here the Rambam. The Rambam says that Uvda D'chol is something that is possible to come to a malacha. That's everything. That's everything, and it's right. It's everything, right?
And what's the basis? What's the issur for that?
What?
What does it hold? It's like the Xerah Rabbanan? What's the basis? It's not a holder, just a Xerah.
It's a Xerah. Exactly, it's a Xerah. Xerah. So, now, that at first I thought to myself, it's something, it's just, again, something that I'm going to say that can't be defined. It's just not Shabbos Day. We all know some things are certainly in that category, and some things are gray area. We know that. How do you define that? There's no way. It might be different in different communities. It might be different in different times of history. I don't know. I just don't know. Right? So playing ball, is if you're an adult, it's certainly not in the spirit of Shabbos. What if you're 4 years old? How about this? What about playing Lego on Shabbos? If you're an adult, I don't know, is that in the spirit of Shabbos? By yourself, not with your kids. That's what you do. You have a hobby. So is that in the spirit of Shabbos? An argument can be made, no. Well, kids, it's okay. The kids. An adult has a hobby. That's a good point, huh? A guy's a hobby. He plays with his toy airplanes, his models. He's not going to make them, that's it. He's just going to look at them and play with them. Is that in the spirit of Shabbos? Is that a guy should be spending his Shabbos? An argument can be made, that's not in the spirit of Shabbos. Is there a malacha? Not malacha. That's not over the dechal. That's why I thought that that's a different thing. That's the spirit of Shabbos. It's a different thing. Right? It's two different things.
Like
moving furniture around. That might be over the dechal. Tirchi Yisera. Oh, the Tiferes also says Tirchi Yisera. So what is that? How do you define that? How about moving just one little small chair? That's not Tirchi Yisera. Yeah, moving the piano and moving the big couches.
I get.
What? Right. So your wife's coming, you know, that chair, it's not so heavy. Wouldn't it be nice over there? The guests are coming. Let's move it now. That turkey, you say, I don't know. I don't know. It's not an easy thing to define. It's very difficult. What about it to soak it in cold water? It's aser. But it says you can't do it in hot water, in lukewarm. Mashman cold, it's okay. This is also a difficult line. Ma ben li v'lach. Then what's the difference between me and you? In other words, masnisin yichidoihi. The Mishnah is a das yachid. The Tanya ain't sure it's a chiltis. You're not allowed to soak chiltis. Lo bechamin v'lo betonin. Not in hot, not in cold. Rabbi Yossi Omer bechamin aser. He says in hot it's aser gezunt betonin mutter. And betonin it's mutter. And the Mishnah, our Mishnah, has the pshita of Rabbi Yossi that matters betonin. But the Chacham don't agree with that, and the Mishnah is a Das Yachid that says that. Okay, Lamai of delay. Why would you even do this anyway? Liyukro deliba. It's good for the heart. Not the heart. The heart. I'm sorry. Yeah, for the heart. Someone has heaviness of the heart. Rav Acha Bar Yosef Chosh biyukro deliba. He had that issue. Asla kamei demar ukva. He came to ukva. Amalei zil shasi tilsa tikli chiltasa. Drink three cups of chilsa, betlasi yomi, on three different days. Azal, that's your medicine. Drink it three different days, this cup. So Azal, ishtei chamsha b'shabbos, he drank it on Thursday, umale b'shabbos, and on Friday, ubetakro, Shabbos morning, Azal, shal b'medrasha, he goes to the yeshiva, amrulei, tana deberav ada, amrulei, tana deberav marbarav ada, shotza adam kavo kabaya b'ena choshesh, it's not an issue. You have your medicine to take. That's the heter from this Gemara. You have the medicine ongoing. Thursday took it. Friday. Now Shabbos comes. You can take it. Prepare your Gemara here. Amrulei, Tana de Beirav, Adav, Amrulei, Tana. I said that already. Amrulei, Lishdos, Lo Kamabayli. No, I didn't have a kasha to drink it. Ki Kamabayli, Lishros, Mai. What about soaking it to get it ready? So everybody asks. They leave it with Tzarachian. What's the difference? What's the difference between soaking it and drinking it? So if you're allowed to drink it, why can't you soak it? If we're mastering all the refuah issues, so why can't you soak it? So he says over here, who is this? The Tehil of David. Why should he not be allowed to soak it? He quotes a Gemara that says that anything you're allowed to do for refuah, you can soak also. He quotes a Gemara in Brachas. You had that? Okay. Anyway, I'm a lehu Reb Chiya bar Avin b'didi havi ovda. This is what happened to me. I went to ask, he didn't have an answer. So I went to Rav Huna, Shor b'tzonein, you're allowed to soak it in cold, u'moniach b'cham, and leave it in hot. Kiman the shari? Is he telling me, like who? Like the ones who said earlier that it was mutter? No. Afil man da aser. Even those that aser this, hani mili hecha dolo ishti klal. That's only if you never started drinking it. Aval hacha, kiven the ishti chamshu mali shatza. Since instead of drinking it on Thursday and Friday, you already took the medicine. E lo shav shasi b'shabbos mistaskein. If you don't keep up on Shabbos, it would come to danger. So even the ones who asered the soaking and the drinking before, even they would agree to what they're over here. Why? Because it's part of the schedule now. Mistamech va'azov achar bar Yosef akaspe derav Nachman bar Yitzchak bar Achte. He was once going. Rabbi Yosef was going on the shoulders of his nephew. Amalei kimatina lebe Rav Safra aline. When we get to Rav Safra's house, we're going to stop him. So kimatu alei when they got there. Boimene malis kaskuse kitinta b'shabbos. Are you allowed to eat kitna on Shabbos? What's kitna?
No.
I'm sorry. Are you allowed to wash your shirt on Shabbos? I'm sorry. You're allowed to wash your shirt on Shabbos. Now again, I don't understand. So he says, "Lurakuke kitinta kamachaven v'shapredam." Is it because you want to get the dirt off the? You want to soften the shirt. That's okay. Oh, Dilma la'alude chivra kamachaven v'aser. Maybe you want to whiten it. Want to clean it? That's a problem. Why isn't it a psik ratio? I don't know. Amalei lurakuke kamachaven v'shapredam. You're only doing it to soften it. It's not a problem. That's okay. I had the psychration. It gets cleaned by itself. I don't know. Right? Okay. As a matter of fact, the Sholem Aishiv asked that question. Why isn't it a psychration?
There's no little hope.
What?
No little hope.
I guess not. Kinafak also, when they left, Amalei, my boy, Maimonides, so what'd you ask him inside? What was the shiloh we stopped off? I waited outside, you wanted to ask, what'd you ask him? Amalei, boy, my name, I'll ask him, excuse me, get to the b'shapsa. I asked him if I could soften my shirt. Amalei, shabadam, he said I could. So if you boil the Maya sudra, so why didn't you ask him about a yarmulke, like some kind of kerchief? So sudra, loker, boil it, I didn't have to ask him that. The boy, mayor of Huna, I wanted to ask him Huna that already. I had an answer already, upashedly, and he answered that for me. That what? So I think some have a gear so that continues that it was usher. So he says, "V'tim shalei lamar mi sudra." So why couldn't you deduce that just like the sudra was a psak, you got a psak on that? It's the same halacha on the shirt. I'm only no. Hasa methi ki avulet chiver. By the kerchief, whatever that sudra is, it only is done to wash. Therefore, it's not heter. Hacha lo methi ki alude chiver. Here it doesn't look like I'm doing that. So therefore, I had a second question about the shirt. Amalei of chista, hi kitin. Kitnitha, this shirt, Mishalfu Lididei Mekanya Shari. You're allowed to remove it from the stick that it's hanging on at mutter, right? As long as it's a little dry. If it's completely wet still, you're not allowed to move it. And it's not a muksa problem. Kanya Mimena Aser. But to move the stick, that's Aser. Why? Because it's muksa. Amar Rava, vim kli kivai hu mutter. If it's a kli kivai, what's a kli kivai? Of the weavers? Yeah. It's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because the assumption is they don't care. So therefore, there's no chashivas, it's not moksa. Amar Rav Chista, hai kishisa di yiroka, this bundle of vegetables, I chazi lamecha behema sharil teltule. If it's the animal food, you're allowed to move it. I lo aser. If not, it's aser. Amar Rav Chia bar Ashi, Amar Rav, hi, Talia Debisra, this hanging meat, Shari Lataltule. You're allowed to, it's raw hanging meat, you're allowed to touch it. Why are you allowed to touch it? Because not muksa. Why is it not muksa? Because it's edible. The Kivri Asir. Listen to this. Raw fish is Asir to touch, it's muksa. Says Rashi, Ein echol in chayin. Who eats raw fish? Nobody eats that. Therefore, it's Asir to touch, it's muksa. Right, sushi. So does this change? I don't know. The stomach change, no? Okay. Now we're going to get to Agarata. Okay, we just have to read it.
Isn't herring raw?
What?
Herring also raw.
It's not raw, it's salted. It's cooked.
It's not
cooked. Sure, it's something's done to it. It's not raw.
It's mamish raw.
Sushi is mamish raw, right? Yeah. Mamish raw. There's no cooking at all. Amar of Katina, ha'omet Okay, I think this means ha'omed be'emta hamita ki'ilu omed be'kreisa shel isha. If somebody stands on the bed, I think it's not your bed, not your wife's bed. Someone else's. You go to someone else's house and you go stand on their bed. And why are you doing that? You're doing that for bad thoughts. So if you do that, it's as if you're standing on top of a woman. Now the Gemara says v'lav milsi, but it's not true. It's not true. It's not true. What kind of Gemara is this? The Rishis Chachma does say that you should not look at the bed of someone else, of another woman, not your wife. That's okay. That could be Midas Chassidus, whatever it is. Okay. Ready for this Agarata? Here we go. Amr of Chista. Bar Be Rav, if you have a Talmud Chacham, Dezavin Yarka, that's going to buy vegetables. Lezabin Aricha, buy long ones. Buy long vegetables. Why? Because Bisha Be Bisha, Bisha Ki, Kisha Ki Kisha, Varucha Memela. The vegetables are sold by how fat they are. So the longer they are, you're getting a bargain. So the longer they are, right? If they're fat and they're longer, you're getting more bang for your buck. Therefore, be smart and do that. Okay? But, so obviously, the Maharal says, Rav Chisda doesn't have to give you advice how to buy vegetables. That's not what he's doing here. It's not giving you advice how to buy vegetables. There's a certain depth to this. The depth was, really, it was an allusion to the fact that a Bar Be Rav, which is a Talmud Chacham, should have the midah of humility. How does this story get to humility? It's a stretch. Amar of Chista, Bar Be Rav, the Zav and Kanya, if you want to buy reeds, again, Zav and Aricha, buy them by land, buy the long ones. Why? Tuna, ki tuna, v'aricha memela, because they're sold by the fatness, so the longer they are, you're going to get more bang for your buck. Again, he doesn't need to give advice how to buy reeds. It was an allusion to the fact that a Talmud Chacham should have patience. Okay? Vamar of Chista, Bar Be Rav, Bar Be Rav, a Talmud Chacham, Lo Nafish Le Rifta, that doesn't have enough to eat. Lo Lechel Yarka, don't eat vegetables, Mishum Degarir, because it makes you hungrier. So if you're poor, vegetables are the last thing you'd want to eat, because it makes you hungry. Okay? Vamar of Chista, Ana, listen to this Gemara. Listen to what the Ben Yehuda says. Ana, me, lo be'iniyusi achli yarka, v'lo be'itiyusi achli yarka. When I was poor, I didn't eat vegetables. When I was rich, I didn't eat vegetables. Be'iniyusi mishom degarer. When I was poor, I didn't eat it because it makes you hungry. So well, that's foolish. Be'itiyusi, when I became rich, I'm eating vegetables. Da'amina ha'echa da'ayel yarka v'leel bistro v'kivri. I can have fish and meat and wine. I eat vegetables. So I never ate vegetables. The Ben Yehuda says, this is all nonsense. The reason he didn't want to eat vegetables is because he couldn't check them for bugs. The Ben Yehuda says this. And therefore he gave an excuse. Because if he said he's so frum, they're going to laugh at him. So he said, no, when I'm poor not, when I'm rich not. And then his wife said, okay, I hear you. So it wasn't an issue about the bugs. And he said that to keep everyone happy. You hear that? V'amar Rav Chista Bar Be Rav, a Bar Be Rav, del nafesh le'rifta. If you didn't finish your, if you don't have enough bread, lo livta bitsue. Says Rashi, don't be the one to cut it. Lo yochal achshav ma'at pas. Don't eat a little bit now. Sheyimtza lo that you have. Ula achar shah ma'at. And then you'll wait a little bit. Shmipnei she'ein lo derech sviya. You're never going to get full that way. Ela yitzarif v'yochal yachad. Wait till you have a lot and then eat it. What? No, don't have, you have a slice now. So you eat a slice, you're still hungry. Then an hour later, you get another slice. Don't do it like that. Wait till you have enough, and then eat it in one shot. So says the Chassam Sofer, this is an allusion to, that people, they learn a little bit over here, 5 minutes, and then 5 minutes over there, and then learn that mezetha. They're holding it eight different mezethas. That's not the way to do it. Right? Wait till you accomplish a lot, and then move on to the next one. You hear that? Wait till you, it's not about how to eat bread. It's an allusion to how you should learn. Amar Rav Chista, Bar Be Rav, Dela Nafshe Le'Rifta. If you don't have enough bread, Lo Lifta, don't be the one to divvy out the bread, to cut the bread. My time of why? To love it by Ayin Yafa, because you're not going to do an Ayin Yafa, because you don't have enough. The Amar Rav Chista, Va'ana Me'ekar Lo'havi B'tzana, I would never be the one, Adishador Yod Dekuli Mana, unless I had all the bread with me, then I'd know how much to give out. Vishkachi Be'ekol Tzarchi, I had all my needs. If somebody eats barley bread, if somebody has a chance to eat wheat bread, I'm sorry, if someone eats barley bread, I'm sorry, if someone has a chance to eat barley bread, v'achal chiti, and eats wheat bread, fancier, kav mishol baltashkes, he over on baltashkes. You hear that? V'amar of chipapa, hayman de'efshal l'mishte shichwa, if you're able to drink beer, that's okay with you. V'achal karma, drink wine, over mishol baltashkes. You're over on baltashkes. By the way, v'alav milsi, that's not true. Baltashkes de gufa adif. What do you mean baltashkes? What about my health? So my health is more important than that. Amar of chis de bar be rav, the less be le mishcha, if you don't have any wine, any oil, nimshi b'maya de chariti. You should anoint yourself with the water of the charitz. I don't know what that is. What's the charitz? The fountain?
No, the fountain pits.
Fountain pits. Amar of chista, bar be rav, de zavid umtza. If you're going to buy meat, le zavid unka. You should buy the neck. Why? The isbe tlas amini bitra. It has three different flavors of meat in there. Amar of chista, bar rav, de zavid kitunisa. If you're gonna buy a shirt, buy it from that town. You wash it once every 30 days. It'll last you the entire year. And I'll be a witness to that. I'll testify to that. My kitinusa, what does that mean? Kitana, a nice shirt. Don't sit on a brand new mat made out of gemi. The mechal yemane, because it'll ruin your clothing. Amar of chista, bar be rav, lo l'shad demane l'shpiza l'chivrele. Don't give your shirt or your pants to a woman to clean it. Why? D'lavor v'chalva, it's not appropriate. Dilma chazi be midi v'asi l'madne. She might find some stains on there, and it'll be very quite embarrassing. Okay, now the next Gemara, the Masifta is quite brief, because I'm not exactly sure I understand what's going on over here. This is very, very... You'll see this tomorrow. Amalei Rav Chista Labante. Rav Chista said to his daughters, "Tavi tzniyasan, you should be tzanua. Tafilu gavreichu." Okay, this is not the Gemara. Tafilu gavreichu, even in front of your husbands, loteichu namu ba'ape gavreichu. Don't eat bread in front of them. Why? Because it's a turn off. Loteichu yarka b'leila. Don't eat vegetables at night. Loteichu tamir b'leila. Don't drink. Don't eat date at night. Lotishtan shichur b'leila. Don't drink beer at night. Lo tipnun hecha depani gavreichu. Don't go to the bathroom where the men go. V'chika gari abava inish at the door. Lo tamen mani. Don't say who is it in the masculine, like you're talking to a man. Elamani, but who is it talking to a female? In other words, get into the habit of not talking to men. Now, huh? Now, the next line here. I'm not sure how to read this. Nokit marganisa b'chad yada. Who's he talking to? She should do this or the husband should do this? The husband should hold her pearl with one hand, which is her breast. Ukura b'chadiyada. And her privates with one hand. Marganisa achuvile. The marganisa, the breast, she should give to him. Vikura lo achvile. The privates she should not give to him. Meaning, not right away. Ad de mitzdaron. Until it pains him, v'hadar achvile, and then give it to him. Why? Because that'll increase the taiva and it'll increase the hana. Nothing more I can say about that. The Masifta is unusually brief about that. Has nothing to say, and that's the story.
No rush.
It just goes to show you how the Gemara does not shy away from anything. Doesn't shy away from anything. Even how to behave in the bedroom, the Gemara has what to say, right? I can't elaborate on it. It's not, something you should do privately with a Rebbe or a guidance counselor or somebody. But the Gemara doesn't shy away from anything. There's nothing the Gemara is afraid to touch, which is also amazing. Ein sholet es hakarshidin. You're not allowed to put water on the karshidin. Masnisin deloki haitana. The Tanya, or Beleza ben Yaakov Omer, ein mashgichin bekiver kolikar. So that doesn't hold like the one who says you can't touch them at all. Here we allow you to touch it, just it has to be in a roundabout way. Okay. Gorfin milifnei hapatam, you're allowed to sweep away in the trough. You could sweep away the pebbles and the psoles in the animal food. Umisalkin litzdadin, and you can move to the side milifnei harei because of the dirt. Divrei chista, divrei dosa. Dosa said it's not a problem. Vecham osur, vecham said it's osur. Now Dosa gave two cases. Which one does the Chacham say is awesome? So the Gemara is going to ask that question in a minute. Now, note the little Lefnei Behemazu, You can transfer the food from this behemoth to that behemoth. It's not an issue of tircha. It's not a problem at all. Okay? It's not a problem of muksa. Okay. Now, Ibailu, Rabbanon, Aresha Pligi, or Atsefa Pligi, or Atavayu Pligi. Were the Rabbanon arguing on the first case of Rabdosa, the second case? They're very similar cases. They're both talking about removing the psolas from the animal food. So, is he arguing on one, both, neither, or both? So, Tosh, not neither. One, two, or both? So, Toshma, the Tanya, Chacham Omer, Echadzeh, V'Echadzeh, Lo Yisal Kedel, it's Tazin. Neither one you can do. They argue on both. Amr of Chista, Machlokis be'evus shel karka. The whole Machlokis is if the evus is attached to the ground. Avol be'evus shel kli, but if it's a kli, divri hakol mutter. Everyone holds it's mutter. So the Gemara says, be'evus shel karka is mi'ikil aman d'shari? Does anyone hold that's mutter? Hakamash v'gumos. By you moving, if it's attached to the ground, then by you moving the psoles, what are you doing basically? You're basically smoothing out the ground. How could anyone hold that's mutter? The Gemara says, you're right. El'id ma'achidmar. Amr of, what? Right, so we said that there's no...
Not allowed to do that,
exactly. So how could you be smoothing out the avos? If it's not attached to the ground, then it's not a guma. It's in a pot. Basically, it's a big pot. If it's attached to the ground, the imam is smoothing out the ground. How could that be mutter? So, el-eid mahochi yidmar, amar of chista, machlokes be'evus shel kli. Right, the whole machlokes is by a kli. So the issue is not gumos. There is no gumos. The issue is if it's muksa or tuchi yitzera. That's the question. Avol be'evus shel karka, divri hakol aser. But if it's at a karka, no one holds its mutter. Everyone holds its aser. All right, we'll stop here. We'll stop here. Get to the mission in another 2 minutes. We'll do it tomorrow, and we'll pick. So tomorrow we're going to be davening at 6:45 because it's the tainus. Okay, and we'll be davening at 6 o'clock. Okay. Everyone have a very good day. Thank you.